Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas really shows the difference between the two. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber. Matt, this is a very critical time for Israel. They have had about 2,000 or so rockets launch indiscriminately into Israel from Gaza. And they also have found multiple tunnels that the terrorists in Gaza have actually tunneled into Israel so that they can get into Israel. And they have found these Hamas dressed in Israeli uniforms, having tranquilizers and handcuffs. They are intent on trying to kidnap Israeli soldiers, particularly soldiers, so they can terrorize them and have terror into the heart of Israel. They've not been successful yet. Israel has actually destroyed up to now 36 of these tunnels. These are terror tunnels, and they're finding more tunnels, and they're finding them now that they're on the ground.
Yeah, Matt, you know, there are people that say, oh, well, this is warfare. Warfare is rough. It's horrible. But, you know, I don't think there are things that are black and white, and it doesn't get much more black and white than this. There are the good guys here, and there are the bad guys here. The bad guys are Hamas, representing the Palestinian Authority, representing the Islamic side of things. The good guys here are Israel, and that becomes manifest in the way that they carry out this warfare. You mentioned thousands of rockets being fired indiscriminately. That means they don't care who it hits, women, children, innocent individuals, whereas Israel, they send out warnings well in advance because Hamas hides behind the skirts of women and behind the children playing with their toys. That is their defense shield, or women and children. Israel warns when they put their missile launchers in schools and in private homes of individual citizens and so forth. They target, they locate these, and they warn people, get out of there. We're taking out, in self-defense, we are going to take out this weapon system that you have in your school. And they give them well in advance warning, clear the area, and then they take out, in self-defense, the threat. So they are warning citizens. They care about citizens. The Israelis care about collateral damage, whereas Hamas targets innocent women and children in order to kill them and hides behind, hoping their own women and children will die for a PR boon.
Yeah, Hamas is willing to sacrifice its own people for PR purposes.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And what ultimately happens is when there is a missile launched from a location in Gaza by Hamas, Israel targets that. They send out pamphlets. They send out telephone calls to the people there. And I've read the messages that they've actually put on the voice recorders or that people have heard. I've actually heard people who have received those messages warning them to vacate that area, that this will be an area that will be targeted because rockets are coming out of there towards Israel. The problem is what Hamas is doing is it's bringing civilians in and not letting them leave. If they leave, they will kill the citizens. And the generals of Hamas, where are they? They're going underground in bunkers while they're sending out rockets. So Hamas is using people to protect its missiles, whereas Israel is using missiles to protect its people.
Yeah.
And that is really the difference between the two. Hamas and the terrorists love death. They actually say they love death. They look forward to dying. And so for them to sacrifice children does not have anything of a consequence to them, or women or innocent individuals. It's all part of their death motif. Israel tries to do everything it can to avoid collateral damage. I was in the Air Force base in the Valley of Jezreel This is one of the Air Force bases that is doing surgical airstrikes. And understand, when they're doing surgical airstrikes in Gaza, their own soldiers are now on the ground.
Yeah.
So obviously, their soldiers are there trying to get people out of the way when the surgical airstrike comes in. I've seen the videos where they have had to do warnings, where they've done, for example, the leaflets and the telephone calls, and then when some people are still there, they do a warning shot and try to get those people to move before they actually take out the rocket launchers or the munitions.
Yet you see leftists around the world, here in the United States in the mainstream media. In France, we see these violent Islamic uprisings in the streets where the youth are burning cars and on behalf of you know, Hamas. and it's just bizarre. It's surreal, Matt, to witness. This is they are objectively evil in what they're doing. And there are no two sides to this in terms of who is right and who is wrong. And yet, the left seems to be rallying around the cause and they're willfully ignorant. They're buying into the PR, or they're willfully choosing to facilitate and propagate what Hamas is doing here and help them with their PR boon, taking sides, saying, "Oh, Israel is killing innocent women and children," and ignoring that thousands of rockets are going in. We hear them talking about a disproportionate reaction. How do you have a disproportionate reaction?
Most of
to
that
thousands?
Is coming from someone like Wolf Blitzer on CNN. But I've seen Wolf Blitzer ask those kinds of leading questions, and the people that are responding tear it apart and show, no, here's the reality. Hamas is bringing its own people in harm's way. I mean, what country, what humane entity would put your people literally intentionally and not allow them to leave in harm's way while the generals and the other military leaders go into bunkers to save their neck? That is an atrocious, inhumane response. Israel, more than any other nation in the world, takes extraordinary steps to protect innocent civilians. And in fact, Egypt proposed a ceasefire supported by the United States. Israel accepted that ceasefire, but Hamas did not. They continued to send rockets, and for several hours continued to send rockets after the ceasefire, multiple rockets. Israel had no choice but to re-engage, and Israel had no choice now but to go into Gaza to take out those terror tunnels and those rocket launchers, and that's what they're doing. You know, I was speaking to Rivka in Washington, D.C. just recently. Rivka Kadron, who works with Liberty Council, our special advisor to the Liberty Ambassador Council. She just got off the plane from Israel. She and I had a meeting with some Israeli officials in Washington, D.C., and she just heard about, this was a few days ago, about the 13 soldiers that were killed. And, of course, there's been more than that. There's over 22, and that number continues to grow, soldiers that were killed. She was nearly in tears because Israel is a small country. Everyone serves in the military, men and women. They understand. It is an amazingly close-knit bond that they have with their Israeli soldiers because they all know someone who has children that are out there fighting for a just cause.
Well, we need to be praying for peace, but we need to be praying for Israel, for the Israeli soldiers, for the leadership, for Benjamin Netanyahu, for others there, that God will give them wisdom in dealing with and in the best way to deal defensively, to defend themselves against this assault.
No question about it. Now, both Israelis and Palestinians deserve peace and security, and certainly no one wants to have the conflict except for Hamas. And you've got to have Hamas come to the table and accept a ceasefire. And so far, they are unwilling to do so because their ultimate goal is to eliminate Israel. That will not happen, but Israel has to defend itself. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org, or ambassadorcouncil.org. That's ambassadorcouncil.org. Go to Liberty Council's website for more information. This is a critical time. We have now, as part of Liberty Council, the Christians in Defense of Israel, bringing over 90,000 supporters of Israel to our 150,000 supporters of Israel, making Liberty Council's Christians in Defense of Israel now nearly 250,000 or more people. Join us in support of Israel. Pray for the peace of Israel and the Jewish people. There's a lot of anti-Semitism that's taking place around the world, has been growing, and now is a critical time for Christians to stand up in defense of Israel. For more information, call us today at 1-800-671-1776. Become someone who prays for and supports Israel and the Jewish people. Now is more critical than at any time in our history. You can ask for the Patriots Handbook on Reasons to Support Israel. We can send that to you right away. You can also ask for the rest of the Patriots Handbook series. Continue to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel with your prayers and your financial support. Visit lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.